we're going to start this game early. So, at the risk of really sending poor Will Stevenson to the downtown studio, our broadcast engineer today, just really into a tizzy in terms of how we're going to have to make up some of these spots along the way. We're just going to keep it here because we're going to have a tip-off between these two teams here momentarily. So they didn't even run the whole warm-up clock down, which you may have heard the buzzer right there indicating that that should have been the end of the warm-up clock. And so we'll figure this out as we go here. So, Steve?
Flexibility is the key.
Yeah, I guess so. We didn't expect to have to kind of do it on the fly in the first game of the tournament, but that's what we're doing here. So let's work into your three keys of the game here. What do you look for here today?
You know, we talked about it there in the opening of the program today or the broadcast. We've got to get off to a good start. We've got to play with energy and focus, not let any of the long bus ride or the change of routine affect us. Number two, we're gonna have to guard a good man-to-man offensive team today. We sometimes have troubles with dribble drives and also with fouling. We've got to move our feet. And the third thing is, and Coach Hart talked about it, we've got a ball club that can play full court, get out and run. We can press. We need to do that today, not get into a slugfest in the half court with them.
IVC will start Camden Wallard, Holt Geltmaker. Those are a couple of the names you heard there from Coach Quinn Morrow, Nick Alahi, Logan Mercer, Peyton Feldman. They go 5'10", 6'2", 6'3", and a couple of 6'4s. And the Silver Streaks start the usual starting five with the Egyptiaco brothers, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and Jalen McCants. And the Silver Streaks win the tip, and we are underway after the holidays. We are back at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, ninth year for this tournament since the Charleston tournament disbanded a decade ago. First pass down low to Eric Price, gets covered up defensively, tries to get the pass out, stolen away by IVC. Streaks turn it over on their first possession, and then IVC misses in transition with a layup by Geltmaker at the other end, Jalen McCants with the rebound. Silver Streaks come in 8-2, IVC 5-3. Left corner, Riley Milan. Three-pointer off the back iron. Weak side rebound, Geltmaker for IVC. These two teams played each other in this tournament last year. We'll tell you about how that one turned out. It was the last game of the tournament last year where the two teams were playing for third place. The Silver Streaks won it, got off to a fast start, and ended up winning it by 23 in that game. Played pretty much an even second half. It was all Silver Streaks in the first half, though, to put that game away. This is Nick Alahi on the left side. We are courtside at Taylorville, home of the Tornadoes, a team, a community still recovering from a tornado a year ago in December. Odd time of year as it was. Just about the middle of December is when it hit. This is Geltmaker on the right side. Now gives it up to Logan Mercer. Mercer, a 6'3 junior, passes it back up top. Alex Egyptiaco guarding Nick Alahi up high. Now Camden Wallard with it on the left side at 6'4, passes it right side under the wing. Silver Streaks girls playing at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. They already have one game under their belt. We're going to pick up the end of that game after we're done with this one here, assuming they are still playing, which they should be. 6:20 to go first quarter. IVC still looking to get off a shot here against this Silver Streaks man defense. Lob into the lane, cutting down the lane. Wallard controls it, now loses the handle on it. Streets reached in, poked it away. Jalen McCants into the front court. Tries to go back behind him, end up carrying the ball as he faked the pass behind him and then ended up carrying it through the lane. So the Streaks have turned it over two times in their first three possessions.
Streaks going to try to pick up the pace here and get something going here with a 1-2-2 full court press.
IVC slows it down, now brings it across midcourt with Wallard on the dribble. Wallard guarded by Eric Price. Bounce pass out high, thrown away by IVC. So both teams have turned it over two of their first three possessions, looking a little bit rusty coming off the holidays.
Yeah, just as we thought here, and let's hope that we can get things going here in terms of, and they're going to play a little bit of a trap here, and we threw it away.
And a bad pass intercepted on the weak side by Wallard, leads the break at the other end, then he lost the handle on the way in, and Eric Price is going to get called for a reach-in foul on the dribble drive, so three turnovers by the Silver Streaks now, and Wallard will go to the line shooting two free throws on Eric Price's first foul.
You know, and this is one of those things we talked about. You got to refocus, examine and think and concentrate on what you're trying to do out there against each defense and your assignments.
Wallard misses the first free throw. Both teams still scoreless. 2 minutes, 19 seconds into the game. Silver Streaks' last game against Moline a week ago tomorrow, which is Silver Streaks won by 26. Second free throw in and out. Still scoreless in this game, Jalen McCants with his second rebound. Now Price will bring it across midcourt in that extended zone there waiting for him. Works around a screen from Alex Egyptiaco. Gets to the arc. Feeds it into the lane. Jalen controls it. Steps to the basket and lays it in.
Good pass there by Eric.
Tough pass. Threat of the defense, but he fired it hard enough that IVC wasn't able to get a hand on it. And then Jalen, with a little spin move down the right side of the lane, found himself free to the basket. Behind the back with a dribble. Now a scoop over to the right side. Peyton Feldman lost it. IVC gets it back. Geltmaker drives. Throws it off Eric Price's leg. Turnover IVC. Back come the Streaks. Jalen into the right corner. Dre for three. Rattles around and drops through.
And good to see him hit a three-point shot there.
5-0. Streaks put on the press. Up five. Under 5 minutes to go. IVC breaks the pass. Pass down low. And they find Elahi open for the lay-in. And McCants kind of had to let him go up for it. At the risk of drawing a foul.
Good
Jalen at
the
other end.
The press.
Down the lane, scoops it, comes up short. Feldman was there waiting defensively and made Jalen alter his shot on the way in. Now a dribble drive at the other direction. Wallard with a miss. Rebound weak side, Riley Milan. Streaks trying to push it into the front court. Riley, Euro step into the lane. Contact, gets the shot up and in anyway. 7-2 Silver Streaks.
Streaks continue to be in that press.
And IVC breaks it easily at the other end. McCants going up for the block, but Logan Mercer was a step ahead of him and was able to get the easy layup. I think IVC wasn't ready for that press.
Yeah.
They look really good against it.
Rotation was not what we wanted there.
Streaks into the against the zone. Turnaround jumper by Milan in the lane. Shot off the back iron. Feldman with a rebound for IVC. Silver Streaks up 7-4. Halfway through quarter number one here in the opening game at the Taylorville Tournament. Geltmaker on the left side, up top to Wallard. Now passes it right side under the wing to Elahi. Back up top, Geltmaker gets the pass away from Egyptiaco. Now Dre recovers, covers him up at the top of the arc, and has to pass it away to the left side. Logan Mercer skip pass to nobody. That four turnovers now for
IVC? I've got
IVC.
five already,
okay.
Yes.
I felt like I might have forgotten to write one down.
Yeah, they've struggled here against our half-court man here and seemed a little bit unsure of what they're trying to do there.
The Egyptiaco brothers sit down. Dalen Ellington, DeMarco Harden in for the Silver Streaks. And the top three for the Silver Streaks, McCants, Price, and Milan, stay on the floor. Gelsberg on top. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 7-4. And a bad pass by Price overthrows Harden in the corner. And now the Streaks turn it over four times.
Yeah, that's a tough spot to stop there in that coffin corner there at half court. And your length of pass is awfully difficult. And Eric just threw it over.
7-4 Silver Streaks. IVC with the ball. Micah Schultz into the game, 5'10 senior, will walk it into the front court. Streaks sag back, waiting defensively in the half court. Milan will play man defense against him. Pass to the right side.
We
Wallard.
Double that first pass.
Bounce pass through the lane. And a turnaround jumper too strong off the glass. Geltmaker on the weak side falling down. Got the shot up, but it wouldn't go down. And coming out of it are the Silver Streaks, who then turn it over for the fifth time. Back comes IVC. Geltmaker goes around Milan and lays it in for his first basket.
And their only scores have come off of layups. Two against the press, and then that one.
Milan, short of half court, skips it right side. Soft pass. Price battles for it, comes away with it. Eric into the lane. Scoops it to the outside. Now into the left corner. DeMarco shoots the three and hits. And the Streaks get a three-pointer from Dre Egyptiaco. Now one off the bench from DeMarco Harden. And those have been big points for the Silver Streaks up four.
DeMarco always brings great energy off the bench, and he executes. You can depend upon him.
Up top, Feldman. Feldman at 6'4", throws it behind Wallard, who wasn't ready for it. That's six turnovers by IVC. 2:22 to go first quarter.
And again, something that we were concerned about here. Both ball clubs struggling with execution and just being in the ball game so far.
We got here about 2:30, a little before 2:30. IVC was already on the floor at that time, just having a shoot-around. Taylorville also on the floor with kind of a light practice that they were running as well. Silver Streaks didn't get here until about 3:15, 3:20. So IVC was here a full hour plus ahead of them and got some time on the court. But it's the Streaks leading by four here as we approach the two-minute mark of the first quarter. Inlet pass to Jalen, poked away, gets it back. Forces up a shot in the lane, soft up and in, and he's got four. Silver Streaks up six.
And Jalen worked very hard to get position there, got it, and was able to score inside easily.
Dribble by Geltmaker, now guarded by Dalen Ellington off the bench for the Silver Streaks. Schultz with it up top between the circles, works his way right to left. Picks up his dribble, now under the wing it goes. Passing it back out high is Elahi. Into the lane it goes to Feldman. Trying to post up McCants, fires it to the right side. Dribbling up top, Schultz with it, now backs away. All the way to the volleyball line. Minute and a half to go first quarter, Streaks lead by six. IVC comes in 5-3. They go backdoor to Geltmaker, gets a step on Ellington.
And Dalen, when he finds himself on an island like that on a wing, he's going to get back cut, and that's what happened there. And they took advantage of his inexperience defensively.
Up top, McCants. Right side, Ellington. Dalen with the dribble. Feeds it over to Milan. Squared up for three. Passed up the shot, though. Into the right corner to Jalen. Steps back. Trying to put a move on Waller. Drives baseline and stepped out of bounds. Six turnovers each team here with 1:01 to go in the first quarter. You know, one of the things Ryan Hart was talking about was how some of the less experienced varsity kids need to communicate more. And I thought about that when Dalen got beat on the back door. You got to holler and let somebody know.
His teammates need to tell him that. On an island, back cut, whatever it needs to be said there.
Three-pointer from the left wing won't go down. The pass from Fulton after the rebound throws it into the backcourt. And IVC, seven turnovers now.
And again, just a lack of cleanliness with the ball at this point in time. Things need to be cleaned up on both sides. And I know that you hope that as the game goes on, that stuff will get taken care of.
These aren't forced turnovers by the Silver Streaks. It's just more lack of concentration that it looks like from our perspective. Here's Ellington with it, left elbow. Onto the wing, Harden pulls it back up top. Milan from down low gets free at the top. Bank shot off the rim, rebound. Eric bats it up off the backboard, gets another hand on it. Slapped away by Geltmaker, leads the break for IVC. Down the right side, and DeMarco down. Contact between those two, hits the deck. Ball out of bounds, back to the Gray Ghosts. How many rebounds are you giving Eric there?
I've got Eric with two there.
Okay, and two missed shots then.
Yes.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Four-point Galesburg lead, IVC with the ball. They get it into Feldman. Pulls it back up top, now into the hands of Geltmaker. Geltmaker working against Alex Egyptiaco, back into the game for the Streaks.
Got a chance to cut it to two here.
Working against Ellington here. Down to five. Tries to go around him. Alex comes over with a help side defense. Geltmaker just pulls up. Good defense by the Streaks. Missed the shot. Price with the rebound. That's the end of the first quarter. 12-8 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
12-8 Galesburg after one quarter. Opening game of the 2019 Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. IVC with the ball to start the second quarter. On the right side, Fulton stays in the game. They swing it around left side over to Waller. Waller dribbles back up top. Now into the hands of Geltmaker on the right wing. Trying to work around the screen. Streaks help out. Pass down low. Nice block by Jalen McCants on the pump fake move by Feldman. Jalen didn't buy it, got the block, the rebound, now on the left side. Hesitation drive, gets bumped on the sideline, just flips it up with the right hand for his sixth point.
And you talked off the air there at the break that both teams are, it's a little bit loose in terms of the officiating, especially on the shot. There's a lot of contact on the ball right now.
A lot of contact right there with Alex Egyptiaco guarding Micah Schultz out high, was really leaning in on him. You got to go ahead and play physical, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Unless they're going to change.
Officiating.
Now here's Eric with a pick and a steal, leading the break to the other end. Lob to McCants with a two-handed jam.
Beautiful lob execution, way to run the floor there by Jalen. We've got them on another turnover.
And
there.
A travel by IVC into the front court. Nine Gray Ghosts turnovers. Beautifully executed lob on the alley-oop from Price, dribbling in from the left side. Found Jalen up high from the right side for his eighth point. Streaks lead by 8, 16-8. Bounce pass from Price into the backcourt to Jalen. Now gives it back to Eric, who will walk it across midcourt, guarded by Fulton. Kind of a 1-2-2 zone by IVC now. Works his way to the right side. Scoops it back up top to Dalen for three. Ellington's shot is off to the right. Jalen had a hand on the rebound. Got slapped out of his hands by Feldman out of bounds. Back to the Streaks.
And on the defensive end, it's not so much that we're playing very, very good, tenacious defense, but we have enough on them that they're playing unsure of themselves and they're out of rhythm on their half-court motion offense.
Dalen to the left side. Pulls it back up top to Price. Now Jalen gives it to Eric between the circles. Minute and a half into the second quarter, Silver Streaks leading 16-8. Scored the first 5 points of the game. They've led the whole way so far. DeMarco left wing wide open. Missed that three. Hit one in the first quarter. Geltmaker pulls down his fourth rebound for IVC. 8 point Silver Streaks lead. IVC trying to cut into it here. Mercer pulls it back up top. Geltmaker with it, working against Ellington. Gets a screen set. Dalen fights through it. They keep the pass on the perimeter. Geltmaker with it now. Left wing extended, trying to spin away from Ellington. Now off the foot of Mercer, chases it down near half court. And now passing it away to Geltmaker. Pulls up left high post, a little bit long. And underneath, DeMarco with a rebound. Fires it into the front court. And the ball overthrown to Dalen Ellington.
Just another unforced turnover. And again, that's, you know, I don't know if that's a little bit of a lack of timing, lack of routine, again, that you get out of when you drill and work every day and practice, where those passes and the touch and the feel with them is a little bit out of sync right now.
Jeremiah Babers in his first action for the Silver Streaks, along with Alex Egyptiaco, Price, Milan, and McCants for the Silver Streaks, leading by 8, 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Nearly tipped and stolen away by McCants. Now Price gets a hand on it, bats it into the backcourt, chases it down, and lays it up at the other end.
Good work by both Jalen and Eric there in terms of putting pressure on and anticipating.
You know what I loved about the way Eric did that? First of all, Jalen almost had the tip out here at half court. Then he came back defensively, and as the kid passed it away, Eric got a hand on it, and he batted it into the backcourt, and he kept it in bounds there on the far side of the court.
Very smart, because he was walking the tightrope over on that side, was able to get it back in, and then Jalen ran the floor beautifully. Good two-man basketball on both the defense and offensive end there by the Streaks.
IVC calls a 30-second timeout, 5:23 to go in this first half. They already have 3 turnovers in the second quarter to go along with 7 from the first quarter, and the Streaks have their first double-digit lead at 18-8.
And their big score, Geltmaker, has really struggled here early. We've done a good job on him, and again, he, like his entire ball club there in the half court, a little out of sync offensively.
4 out of 11 from the field are the Gray Ghosts. Geltmaker himself, 2 out of 6, leading scorer with half of their 8 points. Now he gets a screen out high, goes for the dribble drive, and he went up for the jam, and he was out of position and missed it. Streaks with a rebound. Milan on the run. Left side Babers cut off on the baseline, pulls it back up top. Alex for three. Bank shot way too strong, and the rebound into the hands of Mercer for IVC. But that was not a good decision by Geltmaker to go in and try to jam that one down. They needed a layup there.
He had a layup there, and I think that he made that mistake again, trying to force that dunk.
So the Silver Streaks lead by 10. Here's Geltmaker. Got around. Egyptiaco drove it in.
Good move there. Tough move there.
Strong in from the left side with contact down low, but he banked it up and in. 6 in the game for Geltmaker. Streaks lead by 8. 4.5 minutes to go here in this first half. Opening game of the Taylorville tournament. Silver Streaks beat these Gray Ghosts 63-40 in the final game of last year's tournament. Here's Milan up top. Left side of the arc. Shot off the mark a little bit. Good box out by the Gray Ghosts to come down with that rebound.
And they want to try to put together a couple of good possessions in a row. They have not done that yet.
Geltmaker with a dribble out high. Passes it left side over to Fulton, right in front of the Galesburg bench on the far sideline. Out of the right side it goes. Nikolahi back into the game. Just outside the free throw line, here's Fulton with it, guarded by Price. Streaks have played pretty tenacious half-court defense here in this first half. We're halfway through the second quarter. IVC Ghosts have just 10 points, and here's another missed shot. McCants comes down with his 4th rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back quickly, Jalen, free throw line, picks up his dribble, swinging around left corner. Price shoots a 3, that one's way long, and the weak side rebound,
Geltmaker. We've settled for 3s here the last couple of times, out of rhythm there, and we're 0 for 3 with it.
Back into the front court, Geltmaker, trying to find an opening, trying to find a spot down that lane, keeps it on the perimeter though. IVC will be patient in the half court, but you can't be too patient, you still got to find a way to attack the basket. Here's Mercer with it on the outside. He goes dribble drive down the right side all the way into the basket, fires it back out to the wing. Pass fake by Fulton. Now it goes out high, and Alex going for the loose ball, trying to get the steal, picks up his first foul.
Our on-ball defense has been very good. We pressured the ball beautifully there. Riley cut off the drive to the basket, forced that out of sync pass, and a good defensive sequence there by the Streaks. Just got the foul on the loose ball in the air.
Wallard will inbound to our right. We are courtside here at Taylorville. One of the positions that we enjoy about this tournament, where the court is recessed down below the seats, and there are no courtside seats other than here on Media Rose. The Streaks come up with another steal. McCants picked it off. Streaks in transition. Eric with a Euro step going right, gets blocked, gets the ball back, has the ball knocked out of his hands. A scramble for it, and IVC comes up with it. Back into the front court come the Ghosts, trailing by 8. 2.5 minutes to go, first half.
A lot of contact on the ball there.
Here's Geltmaker down the lane.
Beautiful
spin move
there
into the lane, but he's too strong off the back iron. Rebound, a flat-footed McCants. Had dead aim at it, but he was moving so strongly to the basket, I think it threw his soft touch off. He was right in front of the basket, point-blank range by the time he spun free. Now a lob on the inside. McCants triple team. Good weak side pass to Babers, who missed
beautiful
the layup.
Beautiful move there. We saw that weak side cut there. He was triple team. We just couldn't convert.
So still an 8-point Galesburg lead, and back comes Waller the other direction with a one-handed bank shot up and in.
We've had a chance here these last three or four possessions to really extend our lead, and we haven't taken advantage of that.
Instead, the lead is 6. McCants to the right side. Babers fires the 3. That one's good. Minute 50 to go in the first half, and the Streaks have gotten 3 big 3-pointers off the bench for this to lead by 9 here. One by Babers, one by Dre Egyptiaco, one by DeMarco Harden. Actually, Dre's wasn't off the bench. Here's a long 3 the other direction. Wallard left open, and he knocked it down from outside.
That was a long distance there, and they needed that hoop in their first 3-point shot of the game.
Back within 6, just like that. 80 seconds to go here in this first half. 21-15 Galesburg. McCants trying to curl around to the right side. Contact. Now he steps back, shoots the 3, and hits it. Jalen's in double figures with 11 now.
Good move there. Took what the defense gave him. Got himself on balance. Knocked down that 3-point shot there.
3 for 3 in the second quarter for Jalen McCants. 5 for 6 for the game. 11 points, 5 rebounds. Silver Streaks lead by 9. 60 seconds to go in the first half. And another pass through the hands of IBC. Eric with a left-handed layup. Went in from the right side. Switched it over to the left with the layup. And he's got 4 in the game. And the Streaks lead by 11.
We've got a number of points off their turnovers. And that, again, just the IVC kid took his eye off the ball there, and the ball was lost on the pass.
Right there out at half court, where it was easy for the Silver Streaks to get a transition basket. Here's a missed layup as Alahi got free. Jalen made him alter the shot. Milan with a rebound. Dre into the front court, pulls up right side off the back iron. Rebound batted around. It's IVC coming out with it. Mercer into the front court with a layup to Wallard, and the Streaks lost him defensively down court.
Yeah, we've not had basket protection on a couple transition situations, and we've given up easy layups.
Final 17 seconds of the first half, Streaks leading by 9, trying to hold for the final shot here, get that lead back to double digits at halftime. Babers around 2 screens up high, works his way left to right, tipped pass, now a scramble for it, into the backcourt, IVC gets to it first, it's Wallard again with a layup, and that's how the first half ends, and Wallard with a scoring burst of 9 points in the final less than 2 minutes of the game, turning a Galesburg turnover into points, and IVC trails by 7 at the break, 26-19. Take a timeout, come back, look at the first half stats. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
This is Carrie from OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Once again, we're joining with the Knox County YMCA and Galesburg.info for Commit to Fit, a fun way to help you watch what you're eating and keep you motivated.
My name is Autumn Cantorini. Commit to Fit helps me get through the winter blahs. It helps me get through seasonal depression, keeps my energy up, keeps me motivated to go to the Y.
There's cash and prizes up for grabs, too. If you're ready to get in the best shape of your life, go to Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
26-19, Galesburg leading IVC here at halftime. First game of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. And as we get ready to look through some first half stats, I'll just make the comment I made off air, and I'll let you kind of explain in a little bit more detail here, Steve. I thought our half-court defense against IVC was fantastic, but our transition defense has been awful.
Yeah, exactly. We have great pressure on the ball. We're covering up nicely. We're forcing them out of what they want to do. Those are all big-time positives. What's happening is when we've missed a shot on one end, the first thing that you want to do is go back and guard the basket. You have what we call a safety. That's usually the last man back toward their basket. He runs there so nobody gets beat over the top behind you like you would as a safety in football. And right now our safety is not getting back, and they're running down the floor and getting that home run pass over the top and getting easy layups there. And those are things that, you know, can be corrected and need to be corrected. That's an easy thing to do. So I'm sure that's something that Coach Hart's addressing inside there. Both teams have committed a lot of unforced turnovers, which, again, is a little bit of a sign of rust. I know we've said that and talked about that, but that really is a situation that you look for and see sometimes. Good or bad, or should it happen or shouldn't it happen? It just is what it is. So, again, both teams are going to do a little bit of reminding about those kinds of basic things, and then also going over some strategy kinds of things and adjustments they want to make. And this first 3 minutes coming out will be big. We can really extend the lead, or they can get back into it.
Gave up a couple of transition opportunities for IVC there in the final minute of the first half that allows them to pull within seven here. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And let's start off, as we always do, Steve, looking at the team numbers.
We were 11 out of 24 from the field, 45%. Did a good job. And again, like always, we get into those periods of time where we run good offense in the half court, get the ball to the open man, get the ball inside, convert, score off of turnovers. And then other times we come down and we get satisfied with launching a three. Yep. Out of the rhythm of the offense. And when we do that, it's not good, and we usually give up long rebounds and runouts. So we were 11 out of 24 for 45%, 4 out of 11 from three-point range for 36%. They were 9 out of 20 for 45%. Again, lots of those were layups. They had a difficult time scoring in the half court otherwise, and they only took 2 3-point shots and converted on one. We won the rebound war 13 to 11. And again, both teams committed a number of turnovers, oftentimes, as we said, unforced, too many for either team's good choices here or satisfaction. They had 12, and we had 9.
A total of only 2 team fouls in the first half. We mentioned early on how the officials were letting them play through a lot of contact.
Very consistent, though, and that's all you ask.
So that leads to only 2 free throws, and IVC missed them both. So free throw shooting not a factor in this game. Silver Streaks lead by 7. 26-19. Come back, give you some individual statistics, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. Galesburg by 7 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIO forecast, cloudy tonight, a low of 29. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 43. Cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain overnight tomorrow night, low 36. Saturday, rain likely, a high of 58. Rain and 43 Saturday night. Rain and 50 on Sunday. Maybe a chance of snow Sunday night, a low of 27. Foggy, breezy, and 33 Monday. Right now, it's 37 degrees at WGIL.
This objective has failed. It has failed royally, and now it is in the backfiring stage.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
26-19, Silver Streaks lead IBC at the break. Let's go courtside. Steve Cheeseman with Chad Thompson.
Here's the Taylorville Tournament halftime. Streaks have a 7-point lead, 26-19 over Chillicothe. Coach, a lot of good things, but also some choppiness out there, wasn't there?
Absolutely. You can tell we took yesterday off, that's for sure. I mean, it's good to get the kids to spend the holidays at home with their family. But we definitely noticed the day off. We just got to come out with more energy, a little more focus. Hopefully we just knock some rust off there at the beginning. Now we're ready to go back to that full high-paced basketball.
Did a good job guarding them in the half court. We gave up some layups on the other end in not having our safety back, things like that. That kind of stuff, you just got to remind kids about that, don't you?
Exactly. That kind of comes with this team being young right now. We just got to remind those little things. You know, most of the time we're going to have two or three sophomores on the court, usually 90% of the game. So just simple tweaks, things to remind about as we move forward here through this tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck to Sacramento.
Thank you.
Doesn't seem to be a lot of concern from the coaching staff. We'll see how things transpire here in the second half. Heard Will mention in the forecast, it's 37 degrees back home in Galesburg. I'd just like to point out it's 60 degrees in Taylorville right now. And, of course, we're inside, but hoping to get outside and enjoy some of that before things cool off too much down here as well. Silver Streaks scoring in the first half. Jalen McCants had 11. Eric Price had 4. DeMarco Harden, Dre Egyptiaco, and Jeremiah Babers each with 3. Riley Milan had 2. For IVC, Camden Wallard had 9, all of those coming very late in the first half. Holt Geltmaker had 6. Nick Alahi and Logan Mercer each with 2. We are underway in the second half. Silver Streaks with the ball, leading by 7. Had an opportunity to get a score there at the end of the first half and then open up the second half, but ended up turning it over. Now trying to get the lead back up here. Starting with a 7-point lead and a bad pass by Jalen, intercepted by IVC. Geltmaker takes it coast-to-coast the other end. Too strong to the basket, though. Got a little bit out of control, threw it over the basket. Jalen with a rebound. Back in transition. Streaks kick it to the outside. DeMarco starting the second half, but he misses the 3. IVC can't control the rebound.
Good hustle by Eric.
Comes up with it, goes in for the basket, and gets fouled and hits the deck.
Good hustle by Eric there, getting that 50-50 ball there, and that's exactly what it takes. Get your hands in it, anticipate, be around the play. Good things happen, and that gives us a spark there to begin the second half.
Actually creating the 50-50
Absolutely.
Ball. And
Absolutely.
Then going after and sticking with it. First foul of the game on IVC goes against Camden Wallard, and that'll put Eric Price at the free throw line, where he comes in 20 out of 22 on the season, just under 91%.
He's been excellent in terms of his foul shooting, and again, he's going to shoot a lot of foul shots, just like Jalen is. He's doing his part from the charity stripe.
26-19, 39 seconds into the second half. And Price's first free throw off the back iron, and then falls off.
We jinxed him, the old 3-foot putt. We jinxed him.
He'll get a second one. Thought when it popped high off that back iron like that, it was going to drop through.
And these are forgiving rims. These are shooter rims here.
Second one up. That one's too strong, too.
Yeah, got his hand on top of it a little bit there.
Rebound IBC. So the Streaks have missed some opportunities again. Here's Waller driving in from the right side and gets fouled by Harden. So DeMarco starting the second half in place of Dre Egipciaco.
And we haven't seen that all year long.
Nope.
Ryan is usually a return to starters, and I think he liked DeMarco's play there, and he's going to give him a chance here to start the second half.
Waller to the right side. Geltmaker trying to go around. Alex cuts him off on the baseline, skips it back out.
Good defense there by Alex. Cutting the baseline.
Waller with it, trying to use a screen, goes back door, backing his way in, and then Alex
good
reaches
hands.
In, pokes the ball away. 13 IBC turnovers. Here's McCants driving it into the front court. Little hesitation move in from the left side. Alters the shot on the way up and lays it in.
Great move there. Great body control there. And good hang time there. That little sliding power layup.
13 in the game for Jalen McCants to lead all scorers here. Galesburg by 9. Not quite a minute and a half into the third quarter. Here's Geltmaker up top between the circles. Pass to the right side to Alahi. Gives it down to the baseline. Feldman trying to back his way in on McCants. Throws it back out high behind Alahi. He controls it and then corrals it and gets a little layup in the lane.
Back cut. Nice passing. He's a very fine passing center with his back to the basket there.
And threw it behind Alahi. That was all Alahi being able to control that pass. It was behind him and corral it and then even get a shot off. Here's Eric with a crossover. Drives
beautiful.
In from the right side with a layup.
Hesitation move there and crossover.
30-21, Streaks by 9. 6 in the game for Eric Price. 2 minutes into the second half. Again, we'll have Streaks girls basketball for you after we're done here in this opening game at Taylorville. Poked away by Alex. Geltmaker gets it back. Backing his way in on Alex, holding his ground, goes to the right side, flips it up with the right hand, and a tough shot, but Geltmaker finished it
off.
Good
move there as he played in the low post, and Alex done a fine job on him defensively and made him earn everything thus far.
8 in the game for Holt Geltmaker to lead the Gray Ghosts. Here's Price up top to DeMarco. Left side over to McCants on the wing. Brought the ball down. IBC reached in, poked it loose. And on the held ball, they'll get it back. 11 Galesburg turnovers. And again, lack of concentration as we've seen by many players on both sides. And that was Jalen bringing the ball down low, which is usually not a good thing.
That's just a bozo no-no.
Geltmaker will walk it across midcourt for IBC, trailing by 7, under 5.5 minutes to go third quarter. On the left side, this is Alahi with it to the free throw line, Feldman. Now to the right side, they swing it around under the wing to Wallard. He was the leading scorer in the first half for IVC with 9. Got hot late in the second quarter, knocked down 4 straight shots. Here's Geltmaker up top, thought about going backdoor, keeps it to the outside to Wallard.
And they're trying to run some backdoor plays out of that and use their center at the high post, and he becomes sort of a traffic cop.
Goes down to the right side. The center is Feldman. Passes it away to the lane. They kick it back out. Wallard with a long 3. That one's a little bit long. And the rebound pops out to Ellington, who took it away from Jalen McCants. Into the front court, Streaks. Here's Jalen with a crossover move. Into the lane. Dishes it out. Riley wide open from 3. In and out. Rebound. Eric locked onto it, and Price puts it back up and in.
Good offensive rebound by Eric. We know that's a very, very strong part of his game and an underrated part of his game.
Well, he just kind of grabbed that ball out of nowhere there on the weak side under the basket. That was a tough break for Riley, too. That ball did everything.
Good hands by Eric
down.
There. Good defense.
Here's Eric with a steal. 14 IVC turnovers. Eric leads the break. Dishes it out to a wide-open Jalen for 3, and he hits. 5 in the half, 16 for the game for Jalen McCants.
Great sequence there and a timeout there.
Timeout IVC. We want to thank one of our sponsors for Galesburg Boys Basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to this Taylorville Holiday Tournament. This week, these next 3 days, Steve and I will be traveling in a 2018 Nissan Kicks. This is the silver variety with the newest entry in the Nissan fleet. And we invite you to check out all of the certified pre-owned and new vehicles. You said it was a busy day when you were out there picking up the car.
It was a busy day. They do a terrific job out there at Galesburg Nissan, and Mr. Klink and his staff. They really try to satisfy their customers. And this car here is a very nice car, very reliable. And you know, all cars are expensive, but when we take a look at that, relatively speaking or comparatively speaking, this certainly isn't.
Now, of course, we want to remind you again about the lifetime powertrain warranty that's available at for the life of the car that you purchase at Galesburg Nissan. Also, there's no mileage strings attached to it, and it's at no additional cost on top of the purchase price when you get your vehicle at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And be sure to check out all of the great year-end sales going on right now in these final 5 days of 2019, as some folks taking advantage of some trade-ins as well before that Illinois sales tax kicks in. At the beginning of next year.
Great run there by the Streaks and their two big guns making it happen on both ends of the floor there to get this mini run going here and give us a real burst of energy and some momentum.
The lead is 12. Geltmaker tries a crossover, now gets contact in the lane. Was a tough foul on Alex Egyptiaco. I thought Alex played really good defense.
Looks like
there
he got him tied up.
Yeah, I thought Alex reached in, got a hand on the ball, and they're going to call a foul instead. So Geltmaker did the right thing. He initiated the contact. Tried a little crossover move. Alex
and tried
stuck
to get
right
the shot off so he would get a two-shot foul.
So they go to their playmaker, Holt Geltmaker, who's got 9 in the game as he knocks down the first free throw and the second.
Still only a junior. They've got a nice nucleus coming back next year again.
10-point Galesburg lead, 35-25. Streaks break it. Seen that already a couple times this year. Here's Ellington from the right wing. Drives into the lane, throws it at Jalen's feet, but he comes up with a pass. Now picks up the dribble. Out high to Alex.
Get ourselves settled here and run offense.
Ellington.
Not like that.
And threw it behind Eric Price, who was cutting in for the left wing out of bounds. That'll be the 12th Galesburg
turnover. That's where you break the press, and then you have no numbers. Then you've got to settle in and run offense there and get everybody on the same page, and we hurried things there and got out of sync. I've used that term a lot today, but that's certainly been the case here where both teams have been out of sync from time to time on the offense.
Geltmaker trying to put a move on Alex and pulls up from three-point range, but nobody can chase down the long rebound. It goes all the way out to Wallard, who feeds it through the lane and right through the hands of Feldman. Picked off by Riley. Milan leads the break. Feeds it to Jalen, threw it behind him, and the Streaks turn it right back. Now here's Geltmaker with a two-on-two down the left side of the lane, and Alex trying to draw the charge. Gets called for a blocking foul. I think that was a no call, if anything.
Yeah,
Geltmaker missed the shot. Yeah. And
where we've seen all day long in terms of how the game has been officiated,
yeah,
with a lot of contact, I would agree with you there.
He tried to just float around to the left side of
no
Alex.
No call, nobody hurt or gained advantage either way.
Alex really didn't even draw any contact. He just sort of leaned and floated backwards as he was falling down trying to draw the charge.
And this is a good officiating crew. There's usually good officials down here. And they've been consistent all day long.
Well, Geltmaker to the line, taking advantage of it, has knocked down all four of his free throws. The lead is 8 for the Silver Streaks. Riley through the lane to Alex, has the ball, lost it. IVC steals it, and then a bad pass along the baseline from Micah Schultz over to Geltmaker, and a horrible pass down around his knees, and he ended up kicking it out of bounds.
Giveth and take it away there.
I guess.
Again, two turnovers, one by the Streaks and one by Chillicothe again there in that sequence.
So the Streaks try to take advantage of it. 3:03 to go, third quarter, leading by 8, 35-27. On the inbound, Price to Ellington, back to Eric on the wing. Eric swings the ball down low, looking over. McCants is going to set a screen. Now Eric uses it. Spin move left
beautiful
to right, and he
beautiful
banks it up and in.
Spin move there, under control, and finished it.
The lead is back to 10, 6 and a half, 10 for the game for Eric Price. 37-27 Silver Streaks, 2:40 to go, third quarter. Up top, Schultz, and a hand check foul on Dre Egyptiaco. So all of this stuff the officials let go in the first half and now calling every single slight bit of contact here in the second half. Four team fouls on the Streaks, only one on IVC, and that's for the whole game. In fact, we've had a total of only 7 fouls called in this game, 5 of them in the second half. 2:38 to play, third quarter. On the inbound to the right side, Geltmaker gets blocked by McCants. A scramble for the ball. Jalen gets it. Outlet to Dre. Has to wait for it. Goes in for the layup and got fouled there. As Camden Wallard, because of the length of time it took for the pass to get there, we mentioned Dre had to wait on it. And Wallard was able to get over and
Good hustle there by Wallard to get back and try to make a play there. And good body control and using his body as a shield there by Dre.
Dre has struggled from the free throw line this season. 7 out of 17. Streaks lead by 10, under 2.5 minutes to go, and he misses the first free throw.
And a lot of this then becomes part of just the mental part of things. You know, yep, he's got it up in his head. He's got to try to have that short memory here and work the good process, and the results will happen kind of approach. And that was much better there.
Like that one. 38-27. 4 points for Drea Gypsyako. Now we got a whistle after the made free throw. Substitution for IBC. Schultz out. Alex Fulton back in. 38-27 Silver Streaks. 2:29 to go third quarter. Streaks are not spending the night on this first night. They're going to drive back home. Coach Ryan Hart said, as soon as we can, we're hitting the road. We're not going to linger here any longer than we have to. So they're not even going to stick around and scout. The other game in our pool, in our side of this, would be Mount Zion and Taylorville, and that'll be the last game of the day. So they are not even going to wait around to scout either of the games on the other side of the pool. Here's a soft pass out high. Eric with a tip, chases it down in the backcourt, and with a left-hand layup
and
goes up and in.
Coming across there beautifully. Eric 40. Has been outstanding here tonight.
Liking him as our candidate for Dave's Auto Body crunch time of the game right now.
And he's really made a difference here in this the latter part and the middle part here of this quarter.
13-point lead. Geltmaker around the screen. Streaks have to go for the switch. And a foul on the floor as he cut in from the right side. And I think that's going to be the first of the game on Jalen McCants. It is. Five team fouls on the Streaks now. Minute 46 to go, third quarter. Streaks have led the whole way after scoring the first 5 points of the game.
They've certainly tightened up officiating in this quarter here in this half thus far. On the ball especially.
Fulton, right corner, Wallard. Little pass to the inside, kick back out by Feldman. Now right back to Feldman down low and a little high-low action. Tries to go around Jalen, puts it up over Jalen. Missed it. Eric Price with a rebound. Streaks trying to push it. Eric will hold it up across midcourt. Now down low into the lane, and Dre draws contact as he goes for the basket again. Knifed his way into the lane among three IBC defenders, and they're going to say the foul on
there.
The floor.
Oh, my.
So no shooting foul. First foul of the game on Holt Geltmaker. Third on IBC here in the second half. Eric on the lob on the inbound. Goes to Dre. Cut off at the free throw line. Skips it out to Jalen. He'll pull up from 18 feet. Short on the left side. Chases down his own rebound. Saves it to Alex for the lay-in. What a get back by Jalen after the miss and got his own rebound. Falling out of bounds. Tipped it to a wide open Alex Egyptiaco.
Great presence of mind there by Jalen to be able to do that and know where his teammate was and get an easy basket out of that hustle play.
Biggest lead for the Streaks up 15. Here's a tip into the backcourt by Jalen. Chases it down sideline. Drives it in. Goes for the dunk. Missed it. Got his own rebound and a tie-up as he's tied up from the backside by Alahi. And the Streaks will have it on the alternating possession.
Again, a terrific sequence this last couple of times down the floor by Jalen. Doing a lot of good things. Using his athletic ability and his good basketball acumen.
And a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Let's take a quick timeout as well. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Galesburg by 15. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, isn't hiding behind some big desk in the back. He's front and center for you.
You're going to see me throughout the whole time. I'm going to come. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You need help washing your car, I'll go do that too. I'm not some guy twisting his mustache behind the curtain. I'm just here to help you buy a car that you want to buy. I think that means something in this day and age. And if I was going to buy a car, I would want to be able to look at the guy that is running the store and be reassured that when I need him, not just today, 3 months, 6 months, 3 years from now, that he's going to be there. And I will be.
Stop by, say hi to Tony, and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen, maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks get the inbound tipped into the backcourt. Dre Egyptiaco chases it down. Alex in the lane had three defenders around him. IBC poked it loose, and the Streaks fortunate not to turn it over. Here's Dre with it now on the left elbow. He'll shoot the three, and it's way short. Under the basket, Geltmaker lets it go out of bounds.
And Dre's been much more active offensively here, trying to run the show, penetrate, be a part of the offense there. Just struggling with that outside shot, and hopefully that comes. They add so much, both of those brothers add so much to this ball club in all ways. Many of those are not seen in a box score.
Now remember, Dre didn't start the second half, so message sent, message received maybe, huh?
Yeah, no question. He's been very active coming in here.
There's a bounce pass down, a tough pass. Somehow the ball found its way to Wallard, who then missed the layup, and Jalen McCants with his 10th rebound for the Streaks.
He may have felt the presence of Jalen there and hurried that.
Here's a quick three by Dre, left corner, missed it. Weak side rebound, batted out, chased down on the run by IVC, and they can't do anything with it as the quarter comes to an
end. Good quarter by the Streaks.
They extend the lead to 15, outscoring the IVC Gray Ghosts 16-8 in the quarter. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that, unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You're trying to sell your property without a realtor, so you need all the exposure you can get. List your property on Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO. Give potential buyers a feel for your property through pictures and a full description. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO for details.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3 quarters gone, opening game at Taylorville. Silver Streaks leading the IVC Gray Ghosts by 15 as the Ghosts have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Jumper by Geltmaker at the free throw line goes in and out. Tough shot there, tough break. Streaks at the other end after the rebound by McCants and a block by Geltmaker on the backside of Alex Egyptiaco. Out of bounds, back to the Streaks.
Good quarter there.
Yeah, it was.
We did lots of things much better. Our focus was good. There was a connectedness to our ball club there on both ends of the floor. Much better.
On the inbounds to Price, who really led the Streaks in that quarter. Passes up the three here. Gives it to brother Dalen Ellington in the corner. And the inlet pass to Jalen on the bounce. And a foul from the backside by Peyton Feldman, his first.
A good move there of trying to reverse the ball and get it a good angle to enter it into Jalen there. And he got Feldman pinned on the backside and got a foul on him.
42-27 Silver Streaks as we start the fourth quarter. Again, not only the Streaks' first game of the tournament, but the first game of the tournament overall. Eric on the right side, cut off, skips it back out. Now onto the left side, it's Dre. Down low to Jalen.
Good pass, good ball movement
there. Wide open, up and in. Good little feed in from the left side by Dalen.
Dalen found him, knew he was there. Good feed there by Dalen.
18 in the game for Jalen McCants. His seventh double-double of the season, and the Streaks lead by 17. Here's another tip, another almost turnover. IVC manages to save it before it goes into the backcourt. Now Geltmaker fakes left, goes right, scoops it with the right hand, missed it. Had a hand on the rebound. It's deflected over to McCants. Outlet to Alex. Layup at the other end, good, and the Streaks having some fun now.
Another good sequence there. Everybody involved.
Leading by 19. Here's a quick three by Wallard. That's a miss. And the rebound, Dalen Ellington. And the Streaks trying to add to the lead. Eric down the lane. Goes left around his man. Scoops it up and in.
Good body control.
Yes. 10.5, 14 for the game for Eric Price. And just like that, the Streaks lead by 21.
And we have them very frustrated now.
Geltmaker down the right side. And a foul on the floor against Alex Egyptiaco will be his fourth.
And both Alex and Dre have really stepped up their games here with just lots of little things here in this quarter, I should say, in the latter part of the third quarter, and got everybody running on all cylinders.
Here's Eric almost stealing it away from Wallard on the inbound, goes to the left side, cut off there, skips it down into the left corner, and Schultz passes up on it. Now at the top, Geltmaker, step back from 18 feet.
Tough shot there. Good defense there.
He's got 8.5, 14 for the game. That snaps the little Galesburg run. Streaks lead by 19. Here's Dalen on the left side. He'll shoot the three, and it's off the back iron. And IVC gets the rebound, has a collision between two teammates, and then has to pick up the loose ball. Now here's a near steal and a foul by Dre Egyptiaco trying to poke it away from Camden Waller.
On that end, on our offense, we've been doing a good job of getting the ball moving, getting some rhythm going. Dalen just took a shot a little quick there. Had a good shot, but probably a little quick and not in rhythm there, and we had no offensive rebound coverage there as well.
Right, because the Silver Streaks broke the press, and then he was pretty wide open with nobody there, as you said, Steve to rebound because none of the rest of the team had gotten down after breaking the press yet. So the first free throw up and in by Camden Wallard. His first point of the second half after that flurry of points at the end of the first half. 18-point Galesburg lead at 48-30.
Kayshawn Hobson in the ball game for Chillicothe, getting his first action tonight. Or I should say Keyshawn, I'm sorry.
Second free throw by Wallard up and in. They've been good from the free throw line.
Been very good.
6-for-6 here in the second half. Still trail by 17. Streaks break the press. Dre cut off down low, pulls it back out, and batted out of bounds by Wallard.
There we made a long pass, a diagonal pass. The long pass is okay, but it has to be the wide open north-south pass. When we throw that diagonal that's linked, that's the one that gets picked there, and we've had that struggle a little bit here tonight, and almost there got one picked for a layup on the other end.
5:40 to go in the game. Silver Streaks leading 48-31. They have added to this lead in the second half. Bounce pass, backdoor, Jalen with a two-handed jam.
And they went to the zone there, and at the high post found the back cut there. Good pass by Eric, good finish by Jalen.
50-31, Silver Streaks. And here's a steal, almost a steal. Somehow Wallard got the loose ball back, and he just throws it up toward the basket and banks it in.
When in doubt, shoot.
Streaks trying to break the press. Here's Jalen in the backcourt, right in front of us up near the sideline. Now to the right corner. DeMarco open for three. Squares, missed it. Weak side rebound, tipped away by Jeremiah. Gets it back to Eric, drives in from the left side. He can't finish it off. Feldman the rebound for IVC. Here's Geltmaker. Fires it to the left side. Wallard for three, short. And the long rebound out to DeMarco Harden. Silver Streaks back into the front court quickly.
Got numbers there.
Jalen, left side, Babers. Kicks it back out to DeMarco off his hands. Gets it back, shoots from the high post and short. Rebound, Geltmaker. A lot of flurry of action here between these two teams. Neither team putting any points on the board, though, for the moment. And running time off the clock. Here's a bad pass in the lane. Kicked. IVC gets it back. Geltmaker puts it up. And Dre tips the rebound to Jeremiah. Fires it into the front court. And the feed over to DeMarco with a lay-in and a good pass from Jalen McCants.
And we're just wearing them down at this point, extending our lead here.
52-33 Silver Streaks. Free throw line, Feldman.
Both teams
look
a little
gassed
here. They
do look tired, yeah.
Yep.
And here's a bad pass, just lost the handle on the ball again. Somehow IBC gets it back. And here's a strip by Jalen. Jalen coming in from the left side, tries to go up for at least a layup, and it's Keyshawn Hobson reaching in. Had the ball stolen away out high, and then Jalen going in, trying to put on some more showtime, got fouled from the backside. He'll shoot two free throws.
One of the things we talked about early here tonight was that trying to make this a full court game, be able to get turnovers out of transition, out of full court situations, interceptions and so on. We're doing that now, and we're wearing them down here, and we're increasing our lead.
And some of the players toward the end of the bench are starting to filter toward the front of the bench, and Ryan Hart's going to get some substitutions
Coach
here with Morrow a 20-point lead.
He's taking out his starters here as well.
So 53-33 Silver Streaks, 4:02 to play in the game. McCants knocks down the first free throw. He's got 10 and a half, 21 for the game. His seventh double-double of the season. Second free throw off the back iron and through. So 54-33, and the Streaks send in Adam Stewart. The only substitution. Now Dom Brownless checks into the game as well. Visited with Dom a little bit before the game. Said he had a nice Christmas yesterday. And it'll be a little nicer for the team on the trip home after this second half that's been looked much better than the first half, which is Silver Streaks still led by 7 at the half. But there was some frustration among that coaching staff in the locker room. There's a dribble drive by Nick Stump at the other end, and he gets fouled going in from the right side. 3:51 to play. First foul of the game on Adam Stewart, just checking in. 18 fouls on the Streaks. So a 1-1 here for a 6'3 senior, Nick Stump. Streaks will play Mount Zion and Taylorville tomorrow. Those two teams will play in the final game of the tournament here today. It'll be an Apollo Conference game since Mount Zion has been at the tournament. Well, actually, since Taylorville. Mount Zion's been at this tournament almost since day one, since it moved over here. In fact, maybe since day one.
They've been in a long time, no question about it.
But then when Taylorville made the switch to the Apollo Conference a few years ago, they just turned that into a game that doubles as both a tournament game and a conference
game. They entered 3 years in. They've been in for 5 seasons. The tournament's been run for 8 seasons.
Very good. Ball batted out of bounds on the far side. Dom Brownless will inbound for the Silver Streaks. Eric Price to the bench.
And I thought Coach Morrow emptied his bench awfully early in a 19-point ball game, but you know he knows what he's doing better than I do.
Well, they've got two games to play tomorrow, just as the Silver Streaks do.
Absolutely, that's certainly one of the factors.
And they have not gone as deep into their benches even as the Silver Streaks did. So all five starters out for both teams now. Brownless on the left side, Cohen Derry, Jeremiah Babers, Aiden Wagner. Here's a reversal to Cohen, jump stop into the lane, and he
good
gets fouled.
Good two-man play, a little screen and roll out there, and Cohen shows athleticism. He's got great feet, good footwork, rolled there nicely, rolled the correct way, and kept the ball up there and got fouled or he would have finished beautifully.
And Cohen will go to the line shooting too. I was talking with Chad Thompson, assistant for the Silver Streaks, and he was very complimentary of Cohen's demeanor too. He said, not too many highs or lows with this kid.
That's
just very
even keeled.
That's the key
to being a good athlete. Yes.
No doubt.
And the key, another key when we talk about fundamentals with a big guy is his footwork here and his athleticism. And Cohen is, when I've seen him in both sophomore games and varsity games, he really shows a lot of that.
Knocks down one of two free throws, 55-35, Silver Streaks by 20. For Cohen, that was just his fourth free throw attempt at the varsity level. Here's Stump in the lane, goes on the underneath and misses it strong from the right side, and there's Derry with a rebound. Back come the Streaks. Babers to the left side, Aiden Wagner. Almost runs into Jeremiah.
Aiden always tries to do the right thing when he's on the floor. He's a very, very good team player.
Dom Brownless misses a three from the left side. Cowden Sawyer, the rebound for IVC. Mount Zion is winless coming into this tournament. That's who the Streaks will play tomorrow at noon. And again, coming up after our game here, the Galesburg girls will pick up that action at Mattoon. Their second game of the day. Here's a pass out high. And thrown behind Mason Brooks, 20 turnovers on IVC. Is that right, 20? I've got two for this quarter.
I have 20.
Okay. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, after nine at the half, have just four here in the second half, so they've done a much better job. It's part of the reason they've been able to add to this lead like they have here in the second half. Did a better job controlling the ball. 2:20 to go in the game. 20-point Galesburg lead. Streaks looking for their ninth win. Under the inside, it goes to Derry. Steps back, now reverses back to the basket, gets his own missed rebound, put back, fouled. And Cohen will get a chance at a three-point play.
Again, a quick jumper, being in the right position there. He kept the ball up in the air, and he's rewarded for it.
3 points, two rebounds late in the game here for Cohen. Has his varsity high here with a fourth point possible at the free throw line.
And this is all good experience for him. This really will help him as things move down the line.
Missed the free throw. Ball gets knocked out of bounds.
Good hustle by Dom there.
Yep. Dom reached up, got a hand on the ball, and then deflected it off at Keyshawn Hobson. And the ball deflected out of bounds, and the Streaks
are
going to get another crack at it.
Kids are doing a good job here late. They're trying to make things happen. They're executing.
22-point Galesburg lead as we wind under 2 minutes to go in the game. Pass down low.
Beautiful
good
pass
feed
by Dom
from the
Brownless
outside. And Adam Stewart with a lay-in.
Good execution there.
Dom's been very active coming off the bench
He's
here
He's done a great job. Terrific job.
Here's Hobson across midcourt, bounce pass to the right side, dribble drive by IVC, and taking it all the way in, Alex Fulton.
And they do a good job in their half-court offense of running that back cut.
Streaks come back quickly. Cohen Derry driving in from the left side with a layup.
And that's another thing he does well. He runs the floor beautifully. He's a good athlete.
Streaks just beat him down court that time, five in the quarter and for the game for Derry.
He's going to get bigger and stronger yet, Brad.
Hobson with a dribble drive and a block by Adam Stewart. Rebounded by Derry. Here come the Streaks. Layup by Brownless at the other end.
With a left hand in there. This group of Streaks here done a fine job.
63-37 Silver Streaks. Yeah, this later unit has really had some fun here in this final 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. Down to the final minute to play. They try to go back door and a nice save by Fulton. And then gets it back out high and the Streaks reach in, strip it away. Babers with a layup in from the right side and a hard block side from the backside by Hobson. And Jeremiah will go to the line shooting two. 21 IVC turnovers in this game. Silver Streaks, when they commit fewer turnovers than the opponent, are 6-1 on the season and on their way to going 7-1.
We really got ourselves together here in the second half with everything in our game here, both defensively, offensively, taking care of the ball, our focus. All of those things have been a big-time plus here in the second half.
Jeremiah had a big three-pointer in the second quarter for the Silver Streaks when they were floundering a little bit offensively. Gets his first point since then on the second free throw. 64-37 Galesburg. Final 45 seconds of this first game at the 2019 Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Hobson on the dribble left, guarded by Wagner. Now gets it up top to Nick Stump. Stump trying to dribble around, stumbles, falls. Ball goes into the IVC player's hands, and on the right side it's Hobson with it. Covered up on the sideline, dribbles out of it, then dribbles it off his foot. No, I take it back. He dribbled it off Jeremiah Baber's
foot. Looked
like
he got his foot there. Great pressure by the Streaks. Yeah. They're scrambling around, tenacious. Doing a good job, hustling.
Pesky.
That'd be the best term there, pesky. Relentless.
27 seconds to go. As the Streaks looking to go 9-2 on the season and just 20 seconds away from doing that. Bounce pass to the outside. Fulton fires a three and airballs it out of bounds back to the Streaks.
And a good win here to start things against a ball club that I thought was dangerous. I thought they were a dangerous ball club. And
they beat Geneseo earlier this month. And the Streaks are just going to hold for the final now 5 seconds to go. Babers looks up at the clock. IVC will not pressure the ball. And Babers will dribble out the clock, and the Streaks are 9-2, winning this one 64-37 to open the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem in Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yem, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
My dad was fantastic. My mom always said I always put him on a pedestal.
Becky Simpson's father was as tough as they come, a retired offshore oil worker and world traveler. When he found out he was terminally ill, Becky and her sister contacted Dennis Landon at Hinchliffe Pearson West in Abingdon to discuss her father's final plans.
Finally, he said, "That's it, I'm done." I said, "Dad, the choice is yours." And as heartbreaking as it is, you know, I have to stand behind him.
Becky's father passed away while she was in Louisiana at her niece's graduation.
I was just like, "I need to be there. I need to get this done and this done." And Dennis is like, "Becky, don't worry about it." He said, "Everything will be taken care of." He'd brought Dad home and he faxed the papers to my brother so we could get him cremated and start the ball rolling. He took care of everything. Dennis is fantastic. He has everybody's heart on his sleeve.
Let Hinchliffe Pearson West lovingly care for every detail in Galesburg and Abingdon, because your life matters.
the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win their opening game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 64-37. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you here in the postgame. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. And we're going to try to get through this postgame quickly. A, the Streaks want to get back on the road very quickly after this, so we anticipate Ryan Hart will be over here shortly. But we got to get you to the Galesburg girls basketball game at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, where at last checked, Silver Streaks were on top by 5 at the half against Olney, 19-14. Steve, a much better second half for the Streaks here. Like the way they played, and we can just go right into our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because you and I were unanimous on this one pretty quickly.
You know, we were sluggish there in the first half, and understandably so, but as we started the second half, Eric Price made a number of outstanding plays defensively that ignited us in scoring points off of turnovers. He was aggressive to the basket. He made some good passes. He was just a complete player, and I think our guys followed that example. And because of that, he got us going there in the second half. Eric Price is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And Coach Ryan Hart, where did he go? He was making his way over here, and maybe he had to take a different route with the other teams out here. Sterling and Rantoul warming up right now. Oh, he ended up going over to talk to Ryan Vasquez at Sterling. So he's been delayed a little bit, so we'll take a quick timeout. We'll talk to the head coach, and we still have to run through our final stats. Eric Price, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win 64-37. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Bags. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
64-37, Silver Streaks defeat IVC here to open the 2019 Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Coach Ryan Hart now making his way over here, so our chance to remind you, our post-game coaches interview is something that we try to bring you win or lose, and we certainly appreciate the head coach always making time for us here in the post-game. And Silver Streaks led this one start to finish, scored the first 5 points of the game, ended up winning it here by 27. Coach, I think if you'd have told us at halftime we were going to win this one by 27 after that rough first half, we'd all been really surprised. What turned things around there in the second half?
Well, it's hard to get rust in one day, but we did. So, yeah, we shook the rust off in the first half, and everything seemed to be a lot more smooth in the second half. And I'll tell you what, Eric came out, and he played with the most energy on the court all day long in that third quarter, and that basically helped us out. Jumped out to 16, 17-point lead maybe, 13, whatever it was.
15 by the end of the quarter.
15 going into the fourth quarter. And, I mean, it could have been a little bit more if we would have played a little bit better defense and got some loose balls. But, I mean, all in all, I mean, we grinded it out, and it worked out.
We felt like Eric really, we felt like the rest of the team responded to that very positively. And not only did he have a good quarter, but it just seemed to kind of pick the whole team up and just got everybody going on the same
page. Well, we talked about that at halftime. Like, every shot that went up, we had four guys staying and watching. And nobody was going in after offensive rebounds. And I basically asked him, I said, you guys do realize that you can out-rebound every single one of these guys position by position if they don't box out. And they haven't really been boxing you out. You just haven't been going after the board. So, I mean, we went after boards a little bit better. I still wasn't great, but all in all, I mean, Eric ended up getting a couple offensive rebounds there in the third quarter, too, and getting some putbacks. And that first play we ran, it wasn't even really for him to drive the ball, but he saw the open lane, and he went in there and, I mean, put in a layup, and I guess we were good to go then.
I mean, at the half, talking about rebounds, we had only out-rebounded by two, and we ended up out-rebounding them in the second half, 20-8, so it was a big difference. Talk a little bit about Eric. I mean, he's made great strides in a lot of areas. What do you see as being some of the biggest things that you're pleased with that he's done to improve his game?
Well, we always can rely on Eric to come out with some energy. Doesn't matter if it's first game of the day in the morning, first game of the day in the tournament, or whatnot. I mean, he always has that tendency where he can always bring that spark and that energy. I don't. It's like an AAU thing, I think. So, I mean, that's the benefit of him playing AAU. Is to actually be able to get up for every single game in a short span of time. So we're going to have five games here in the next 3 days, 2.5 days, whatever it is. And, I mean, we're expecting a lot of things out of him and everybody else too. So
I'll tell you something else that I was really excited about was how the kids who finished the game came in and played and finished the game. They seemed to pick up on that energy level. We really enjoyed watching those guys play out there. There was a lot of unity. There seemed to be a lot of togetherness. Seemed to be a lot of
they knew what they were doing.
They kind of kept that smooth kind of play going, we thought.
Well, that's one of the good things about practices too, is like I've said before, this little Christmas break deal, they actually are working, get better every day too. I mean, everybody is working in practice now. The more we do stuff, we're going to get a little stagnant at it from time to time. But those kids, I mean, they run the floor well and they know how to run the spots. And there are some days where you'd be surprised on who's scoring the most points in practice just based on what people's energy level is and what they're actually trying to get accomplished in practice. And, I mean, those guys that were at the end of the game are very good at getting up and down. And I think they're actually getting to the point now to where we practice too. And when we get in the game, we want to get some points. We want to do what's right and stuff. And like Cohen Derry, I mean, he was getting up and down the court. Shoot, what was it, two Saturdays ago? That he scored 31 in the sophomore game.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, they're getting a little taste. And that pass Jeremiah Babers made there late in the game to Dominic for the layup, it went to the spot it needed to go, and Dominic was behind two guys, ran to that open area, didn't have to dribble, just got it and laid it in. I mean, those are plays we're looking for from, like, Jeremiah and the rest of the guys, too. So, I mean,
it makes your first group better, too. I mean,
yes,
the whole thing,
yes.
It all works.
And JB has potential to be a great, great point guard. And he sees the court well. He just needs to get a little bit more confidence, play with a little bit more sense of urgency, if you will, and realize that he's capable of playing as much time as a lot of people. So, you're right. It was very good there at the end of the game.
We're going to let you go, Coach, because we know you're anxious to hit the road and get back as quickly as you can. But thanks for your time, as always. Good win today, and
let's go get a doubleheader sweep tomorrow.
Yeah.
We will do our best.
Big day coming up. Thanks.
Thanks.
Ryan Hart of the Silver Streaks as Galesburg wins at 64-37. Take a final break here on the post game. Come back, give you our final statistics, and, of course, get you to that Galesburg girls game against Olney at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final statistics from this Taylorville Holiday Tournament brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. The most important statistic is the one on the scoreboard. Galesburg defeats IBC 64-37. How do the rest of the team numbers shake out, partner?
You know, shooting-wise, and as you know, the total game statistics may not look as impressive as the second-half statistics, but we shot the ball beautifully. We shot over 50%. 27 out of 52, lots of shots off, 5 out of 20 with a 3-ball, and we talk about how sometimes we get out of sync with that, but when we needed that 3-ball, we shot it beautifully. They were only 14 out of 38 for 36%, 1 out of 7 from 3-point range. We out-rebounded them 33-19, including a 20-8 margin in the second half. We really cleaned up our turnovers with none in the fourth quarter and only 3 in the third quarter. They had 21. We forced a number of those and scored points off of turnovers, and we had 13. So all in all, it got better and better as the game went on. We did lots of things much better. We leave here with a good taste in our mouth, ready to come back and play two big ones tomorrow.
Free throw shooting, IVC 8 out of 10. Silver Streaks just 5 out of 11 in the game. Individual scoring, two players in double figures for IVC. Holt Geltmaker led the way with 14. Camden Wallard had 13. Then a significant drop-off. Nick Alahi had 4. Alex Fulton, Logan Mercer, and Nick Stump each finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, good balance in this game. Jalen McCants led the way. His 7th double-double of the season, 22 points and 12 rebounds. Eric Price, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 8 of those 14 in a dynamic third quarter for the Silver Streaks. DeMarco Harden, Cohen Derry each had 5, all of Derry's points in the final 4 minutes of the game. Alex Egyptiaco, Dre Egyptiaco, and Jeremiah Babers each with 4. Adam Stewart, Riley Milan, and Dom Brownless all had 2. All of the eligible Silver Streaks played in this game as they go to 9-2 on the season, and IBC drops to 5-4. Streaks will play tomorrow at noon against Mount Zion. Mount Zion and Taylorville, the other two teams on the Streaks side of the bracket, will play the final game of this opening day coming up later tonight. Sterling and Rantoul on the floor right now getting ready to take on each other. Steve, we're going to head out and grab a meal, and we'll be ready to go for tomorrow.
Let's go get 2 tomorrow. 1 down, 4 to go.
Meanwhile, Silver Streaks girls in action at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. They're in fourth quarter action against Olney. We'll get you to that game right away here on WGIL. Thanks for being with us. Silver Streaks win it here tonight to open the tournament 64-37. From Taylorville, for Steve Cheeseman, for Will Stevenson, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night for now.